That's right, fans of fantasy football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, NRL community. This is extremely exciting for the Jock Reynolds Coach Kings community because this, gentlemen, is our very first NRL fantasy podcast. Thank you very much for listening in. Enjoy the bloody ride. Good mate of mine, a resident statistical genius, one of the most beautiful bloody minds, boys, I have ever come across, and I'm proud to call you a great friend. Peter, here you go, Higginbotham. How are you, mate?
Thank you, Jock. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely, and of course, the Oracle from the Orient. The crouching one. How are you, mate? You look really well.
Welcome. I fit strong body. I ready.
Those muscles glistening in the lighting.
You feel bicep, please. You feel.
Wow. Oh. That's firm. That's rigid. Oh. And joined as we will each week with Rexy Gossip. How are you today, Rexy?
Well, thank you, fellas. It's a great honour to be in your presence today.
You're right. Don't be intimidated. Look, mate, you know rugby league as well as I do, as well as Peter Higginbotham. We've got Crouching One here who we have to, you know, he's relatively new to the country and we need to take you along for the ride, Crouching One. But goodness me, Rexy, season 2016 is shaping as an absolute cracker fantasy-wise, mate. Plenty happening on the landscape.
Very excited.
Agreed. Broncos for mine. Rex?
They're going to be hard to topple this year, the boys. A few good signings in the off-season.
Dead set in the mix this year. Look, I think what we need to get out there for the Coach Kings community is some intelligence re-fantasy selection season 2016, because that's what we're about. Building kick-ass bloody fantasy teams here at the Jock Reynolds community, and I want to talk about me nephew.
Who might that be, Jock?
Adam Reynolds, bloody good boy, super coach-wise, is lining up at $345,000 this year. Popular selection. He was a bit off his game last year, stuffed his knee, then stuffed his thumb. Not quite sure if he returned to full bloody rat power for the season. To me, I don't know what you reckon, boys, but he's looking like a value selection to me.
Agreed, Jock. He is renowned for a fast start to the season, and it is pleasing to note that the Broncos have a very easy early draw.
Well, what about people are looking at in this half position here, they're looking at MILF. They're looking at the great Thurston. They're looking at Dale Cherry Evans. How difficult is it going to be to fit Adam Reynolds in my team? Of course, as my nephew, I'm going to stuff him right into all my formats. Coach King, Supercoach, AFL Fantasy.
You teach him play this game?
He's been nestled against my bosom from a very young age. I'm very proud of you, Adam, out there. I know you're listening. I know there's a lot of people listening here today. I just want to say how excited we are, how wonderful it is to connect with the wider NRL community, a game I've known and loved and been passionate about my whole life.
Hold yourself together, Jock.
Sorry, mate.
Russell will be listening.
Rexy. Adam Reynolds, mate, form was lacking last year. How do you see him performing this season?
I think he's going to come out of the blocks firing. A couple of injuries, as you mentioned, slowed him up a little bit last year.
Yeah.
They're going to be buoyed by the signing of the big fella from the UK.
Will they ever?
Oh, Sammy Burgess. Rusty will be excited. The Goanna will be excited. Old Greg Inglis. Greg Inglis had a nice off-season. There was no...
Creeping, kick your ass!
The Kangaroos didn't do that tour of the UK. Therefore, Greg got a little bit extra time to sort out. He had quite a few injuries through the tail end of the season that he carried for a long time. So I think we'll see South Sydney in general perform well, and Reynolds will perform well as well. And I guess when you compare to the other pivots going around that you mentioned earlier, it just comes down to your favourites and what you like, your team, whether you like South, whether you like Manly.
Well, as you mentioned, the great Rusty, and I suppose anyone that's exposed to the aura of Russell Crowe must have a leg up on the rest of the competition. We all know that Rusty is a leader of men. He's a motivational bloody genius, and I think the Russell Crowe factor is a very big consideration for Fantasy 2016, gentlemen.
The reading from the Book of Rusty. Stronger, faster, harder. Young colt and old. Liniment in the sheds. And the wind whispers, woolmalloo.
It's always good to have the gladiator on your side, Rusty. Jockey boy.
Yeah, agreed. And one further and perhaps a final point on young Adam Reynolds, Jock, is that he will be pushing hard for State of Origin selection. I expect to see him come out firing an excellent selection in your team.
Well, on the one hand, that's a good thing. But, I mean, if he makes Origin, is that a bad thing for us fantasy-wise? You don't want blokes missing around the Origin period in your bloody fantasy. Fair enough, you can go out there and say, hey, I'm playing State of Origin. Have a look at me. But what about our fantasy teams?
Well, never a truer word spoken, Jock. You may want him to play because you're a New South Wales fan. You may not want him to play if you're a Maroons fan. But at the end of the day, the winner is rugby league.
The winner is the game.
I like this game.
I'd just like to add one more thing on Adam Reynolds. He does have a very racy haircut. Let's see what he comes out with for the start of the season.
Lads, I'm glad you've raised that, Rex. I wish the lads would just come up with a good back and sides. All of this bullshit they're coming out with a bit of tiz up here, bit of a half a bloody mullet, just a good back and sides. Be fair, Inkham. Don't spend time thinking about your bloody haircut. Get on the NRL field and dedicate yourself to your bloody NRL.
Thoughts re the man bun?
Funny you should mention the man bun, but probably the greatest exponent of the man bun in rugby league circles is Aaron Woods.
Oh, he warrior. He come my gym. He big prick.
He runs a fine line, the old Aaron Woods. But probably the one that bothers me the most is Jack de Berlin from the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
Agreed.
Now, that's something special.
The prop. How's about you prop yourself in a bloody barber's chair, Jack, you fool?
I would like to bring up the fantasy relevance of Semi Redradra.
Old half a mongrel, Semi Redradra. What do we think, boys?
Well, Semi had a fantastic season. He was the number one try scorer in the NRL by quite a distance. He was pretty much unstoppable. And with the new signing, Michael Jennings is his new partner next to him in the centres. That is going to be one unstoppable combination, especially with Kieran Foran at 5'8".
You've also got Mickey Gordon that's come on board this season as well. Fantasy-wise, are we talking half a mongrel Radaradara having some more space and time?
Most definitely. Mickey Gordon is from my beloved Cronulla Sharks. And
Shark boy!
Oh, it's a shame to see him go, but there's a lot of young bucks coming through at the Sharks, so he just, you know, it's probably a good thing in the end, but I tell you what, he's still a very good player. And that back line from the Parramatta Eels is going to be scintillating this year. And they, in general, could be a real dark horse of this competition.
Solid selection. Last year, he was the winning secret to our teams. This year, expensive price, Jock.
Well, that's a main consideration here because as fantasy footballers, we always have to assess value for money. Now, I've got no doubt Semi Redradara will finish in the top three scoring wingers this season. Is everyone in agreement with me on that point? This is important.
Yes, Jock.
Can we expect him to produce that majestic output of last year? That's important. On the one hand, you say, okay, if I get half a mongrel Semi Redradara on my team, and he goes gangbusters again, can I afford not to have him? But then on the other hand, you've got this apple that says to you, well, that could be my big point of difference. If I don't lock Semi Redradara half a mongrel into me team and he fails, often it's that selection you don't make that makes you a fantasy bloody legend.
I think barring injury, there's no chance that Semi Redradara will fail. He has better inside men that are going to put him in more gaps and put him over the line more.
One must be cognizant of the draw, gentlemen.
I love it when you say big words, Peter.
7 of the first 11 games at home, but 5 of those games against the top 8 teams. He will be under enormous pressure given his output last year.
Fair enough. How about we move on to young Corey Parker? Dual position, agile ability. He'll be available in the Supercoach parlance in the second row and the front row. Is the length of his teeth an issue? Is Corey Parker getting a bit old for this caper?
Do not be fooled by the grey hair, Jock.
Old Silver Fox has had grey hair since he was 18 years old.
He's like a young Silver Fox.
He's a young Silver Fox. He's effervescent.
Does he still pull the birds? I'm sure he was.
Oh, he have grey hair down the stair or this just on top? He may be grey hair up top.
Yeah.
To trick player thinking he old man.
Just to say, I'm old, leave me alone, leave me alone, get him all, bang!
Corey Parker's son is smart. He dye bloody hair. make him look old and slow. But right. Downstairs, bang, bang, bang!
Corey Parker will play Origin, there's no doubt about that. That's going to be an impact, and that's got to influence you in your cortex when you're making this decision.
Agreed, Jock. I think he is very much a lock in a fantasy sense. Outstanding player of the game. Ranked fifth highest supercoach in 2015, and with his dual position status, is a must for our teams.
I agree, fellas. Plays a lot of game time, does it all, and I don't think that's going to change this year.
Speaking about the Brisbane Broncos in the broader sense of the game, I was down in the valley in Brisbane having a beer with Alfie Langer and Gordon Tallis the other day, talking about the Broncos under Wayne Bennett. Can you see them just rampaging through the competition this year? Is there anything stopping them?
I can't really see anything stopping them. I think some of the young bucks that they had last year will be better for the run. With the new signings, they're going to be
They'll be a force to reckon with. And goodness me, we were talking Wayne Bennett. Ooh, Alfie's trying to get me in his freaking bed on the dish lickers. I said to him, ease up. You know what it's bloody done there, Alfie?
Oh.
You know, you look like a bloody dish licker yourself. Yes. Go easy, son. Loves his horses. He's a good bloke. Don't get me wrong, Rex. He's a wonderful fella. I just wish he'd focus on, you know, the world of rugby league a little bit more rather than all this fringe rubbish.
You wrestled these men?
Oh, he had a couple of arm wrestles after a couple of beers. They're wonderful people. I've always thought that.
Well, Alfie was the assistant coach for the State of Origin Maroon side this year, and
he wasn't at the back checking his bloody phone.
Jock, a wonderful man, a moral guardian, a man of the people. Did you enjoy your time at the public bar?
Yeah, it was wonderful, and I'll tell you what, while we were down there, we signed up the bar for Coach Kings. Now, this is very important, Rexy Poyter and Crouching One. We are bringing fantasy footy to all the beautiful clubs in New South Wales and Queensland, the daily in-venue fantasy footy revolution, Coach Kings, which is going to change the landscape of fantasy footy in this country. Poyter, just take our community through what we're talking here.
Great, Jock. This will revolutionise our gameplay experience in venue. Daily fantasy, you pick one team of nine players for those playing in-game. The season opener, Jock. The Eels versus the Broncos, for example. From that game, you must pick only nine players under a salary cap of $60,000. The venue itself will put up prizes, and anyone that wins a venue comp could qualify for the $50,000 Coach Kings Cup.
Let's talk the scenario. You're in there, you're on your mobile telephone device. You're registering for Coach Kings. You're entering your team. You're monitoring how your team is performing against others in your venue. You want to win the thing. That's the crux of this. So let's say we're down there, we're watching the Parramatta Eels and the Brisbane Broncos. If you're ahead in your pub at halftime, you might get a nice jug of Forex, okay? If you win that contest, more prizes coming your way for the venue, but you will qualify for that venue's end-of-season final. Now, yep. Peter, what happens, this is critical. Yeah, so you got your jug of Forex or you got your jug of two is new, then critically, you're at your venue's final at the end of the year, Peter. What happens if you finish in the top handful of people at that venue final?
Qualification into the Coach Kings Cup, Jock. Qualification into the $50,000 prize pool.
That's right. That's a huge event, the Coach Kings Cup, to decide the NRL Coach Kings of the nation. This is huge. You have to go to the Facebook page. We're talking Facebook.com/CoachKingsDFS. We'll put that detail in the show notes. Head to coachkings.com.au. You can bung your email address up there, or we're on the Twitter as CoachKingsDFS. So we're talking the Jock Reynolds Coach Kings in-venue revolution here. Rexy, very exciting, and I'm really looking forward to getting down the club with you, mate, and having a crack at this.
Can't wait,
Rexy. You say me your shark boy. They have big year this year, Cronulla bloody shark. Or they're too busy surfing their wife.
I think they're going to have a great year this year. They had a breakout year last year. We are all long-suffering fans. The only team in the NRL that hasn't won a premiership. And this could be the year. Some good new young talent. Some great signings on the off-scene. And the old workhorses, old Lukey Lewis and Paul Gallen and all the boys should be ready for some a big year, I feel.
Yeah. Say me Ben Barber. She is last year.
Benny Barber is the great conundrum of rugby league. Where do you play him? Do you play him at fullback? Where do you fit him? He's been an interchange player at the moment. It seems to be working relatively well, but it's a lot of money to spend from the club on an interchange player. And it looks like Jack Bird or Valentine Holmes will take the fullback spot this year with Michael Gordon going to Parramatta Eels. So that is the conundrum. Where do you play Benny Barber?
Averaged just 30 minutes per game in his last five last year. Very difficult selection here, Jock.
Look, even at his price, though, he had a terrible season. Look, he was savaged by injury last year at Cronulla. What I like about this selection is even if the boy comes out and averages you a 30 or a 40, you're not going to go far wrong with him. He's priced pretty much at rookie price, and you're getting a bloke with some experience under his belt. All that has to happen is for things to go his way injury-wise, and you could have a pretty valuable fantasy selection. At the moment, he's in my teams in all formats, boys.
Well, that's good to know, because this is one of the few players that actually has the X factor. We're not sure what's going to happen with him. Could be a risk, could be amazing, or he could be shit out.
He did win a Dally M, let us not forget.
We can't forget that. He has got potential. Well, there's no denying that.
He's a very handsome man, and we like players like that in our
field. Potential down the Coach Kings venues as well on Tiffin Boys.
I know not the handsome man.
Thank you, Crouching One. I'll just try my best to deliver finish.
No, not your bloody poodle boy, Mitch Pearce. He played this year or what? It is very funny.
The poodle, funny. Goodness me.
You're driving a man to flame and drink.
Are we getting carried away by this?
Yes.
You have a look at the video. He was drunk. Okay, he got busted. He's done the wrong thing. But the absolute media frenzy that surrounded that is over the top. What he did to the dog, I mean, look, he grabbed it and he simulated a sexual act. There's no doubt, but it was very short. He's done the wrong thing, but I don't think we should be crucifying the bloke the way he's been bloody crucified.
He lucky. He pay and ma poodle bloody national symbol. He do this pay and ma. Oh, cut ball.
It was disrespectful to poodles in general. I'm not denying that.
We cannot somehow justify this appalling behaviour, Jock.
Yeah, but I'm not saying we justify it. I said to you, Peter, that we can't abhorrent it. But what I'm saying is you can't crucify a bloke just for stepping over the line. Yeah? What if there wasn't a video bloody camera in there taking it? We would know none the better. Poodle's happy. He just thinks he's getting, you know, lifted up and having a bit of a play. Probably gave him a good-o afterwards and he would have run off none the wiser.
Will Mitchell Pearce play this year?
I hope so.
I think he will. I think sanity will prevail here. I think that these young boys need rugby league like we need them to be running around the park. And he should be on the park.
Well, he's around that 315 grand mark. He'll be that main playmaker for a minor premier. Good injury run. He's reliable and relatively cheap. So provided he plays, this event could be that thing that really makes him think, right, I'm going to pull my finger out here and I'm going to deliver for my team. And that could be fantasy relevant.
There is no way he will be playing the early games for the season, Jock.
Well, what about the Sheckmeister boys?
Oh, roger that, Mr. Jock. You say me, roger, that's a Sheck.
2015 average of 77, and don't even look back at those other seasons because of his switch to fullback. Statistically, he's the most solid and rigid fullback in the NRL competition.
Most definitely. It's going to be very, very interesting, the switch to the Warriors. That's a star-studded team outside of Johnson and co. He should be very, very good over there. Scored 10 tries last year, probably a bit undercooked on that.
Yeah, I agree.
But he does a lot of other stuff around the park.
And as you mentioned, I mean, that partnership with Isaac Luke and Sean Johnson should be beneficial for him.
Well, two very big signings in the off-season, coupled with Manu Vatavai on the wing. You imagine those two coming out, yeah, be a bit of a scary thought.
Absolutely.
Oh, you come, my Jim, you two bastard. I take you on. Fly kick your ass.
Yeah, geez, you don't want to be fly kicked by the Oracle of the Orient, Crouching Tiger. I'll give you lads a big bloody tip.
Bah, 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 bah. All this talk, bloody shark, rabbit, or bronco, prick. You talk my team. West Tiger. Hey, good strong Tiger, man. You say me bloody Chris Lawrence.
Chris Lawrence is quite interesting. He should be fairly cheap. Originally a centre, but as the West Tigers have a lot of young talent coming through the back line, they've pushed him into the scrum, and I think he comes in the second row. He's bulked up a little bit bigger, doing a bit more defence. Scored a few tries this year.
He bloody locked my team.
It's a risk. Are you going to risk Chris Lawrence this year? That's my only conundrum.
He's worth a shot. He's worth a shot. He's going to be fairly cheap. He's very experienced. He does it all. And barring injury...
Well, if he performs like he did against the Titans round 13 last year, where we saw him really kicking the gear, two tries and 92 Supercoach points, if he can bring that to the table, that's the question, though. One swallow's fart doesn't make a spring in winter.
Interesting, Jock. Given the new interchange rules, we expect maximum game time from Lawrence. Subjective, interesting selection. Rex, care to elaborate on this interchange rule?
Well, last year and previously there were 10 interchanges. That's going to be reduced to 8. So 4 players will remain on the bench. That's going to change the game a hell of a lot. Means players will be getting possibly a little tighter, a few more gaps, not so regimental in defence. And the journeyman, or the man that's extremely fit, will come into play.
How might the shot clock change things here, Rex?
A fan's point of view, it'll speed up the game. Less stoppages, less mucking around, less time wasting, and it'll be a very good thing.
That fit boost, that fit fantasy selection, you'd think would come into play more as a result.
This will be back to the 70s and 80s where the journeyman, the guy that was fit, could get around the park.
Yeah.
Will come back into play, and we'll see more tries because we'll see more gaps. Hopefully we'll see a little bit less of that second man play stuff, and it should just make for a better spectacle for us, the fans.
Righto, Rexy, you have had your clipboard out this pre-season. You have been lurking across ovals all across the country. Smoky selections. A fantasy footballer absolutely excels off these smoky left of centre selections. Have you got anything for us, Rexy?
Well, I have, Jock. Obviously, I slant towards the Sharks. I'm going to make no bones about this right from the start.
That's fine, Rexy. No dramas.
Now, Wade Graham, I like. He's about 378,000 on
Supercoach.
Now, yes, that is a little bit, but this boy does it all. He's a captain in waiting. He's still a young man. Had a fantastic year last year. He was the club man of the year. He does it all, and even at that price, I think he should be a shoo-in for most fantasy teams. He doesn't disappoint ever.
Very interesting selection. Not a lot out there about Wade Graham. Averaging close to 30 tackles per game, 15 hit-ups, 136 run metres, 0.2 try assists and 0.2 line breaks. All of these score heavily in Coach King's. Very interesting selection.
Righto, Rexy, point at crouching one. It is wonderful to connect our community with this league podcast, and the Jock Reynolds Coach King's NRL community is going to crank into full gear this year. We'll be up on the website. We'll have daily NRL articles. We'll have podcasts. We'll have videos. It's extremely exciting. And I'm looking forward to meeting blokes down at the club, watching the footy, playing Coach King's, because she is going to be joy bloody enormous.
Agreed, Jock. We've only just begun. This is a significant...
There's a song about that.
Yes.
We've only just begun.
Oh, what calm.
Adam and Josh, nephews out there, hope you've enjoyed the very first show. Have yourself a wonderful week. I'm Jock Reynolds.